Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are trying to understand what is really happening. Is there a story behind the story? Is there a lot of context that we are missing with regard to the American negotiation or conversations with Hamas? Laizer Berman is a diplomatic reporter for the Times of Israel. We wanted to get him into this conversation and see if there is something that, some light that he can shed on this matter. Very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well. Plenty to be following, plenty to be covering, including overnight last night.
Right. So this story, this announcement by Bola, who's definitely no friend of Hamas, and there's certainly no concern about his bona fides, but it still somehow seems as though there's a part of the story that we are missing. Give us your perspective on this.
Yeah, so Adam Boehler conducted a series of interviews. He did the rounds on the U.S. Sunday morning talk shows, and then he came onto a range of Israeli networks, all the big networks on TV, mm-hmm. To try to smooth over this little spat after he met directly with senior Hamas officials in Doha. That got Israel pretty upset. And I have to say, I don't think Boehler did himself any favors. It wasn't entirely clear what he was trying to do. He wasn't very smooth, polished, professional on those interviews, and right. I think he said some things that might upset Israel. He dismissed Ron Dermer's concerns. He got the name of the only American living hostage wrong.
He said
that I know he upset Israeli officials when he said this is gratuitous, that the U.S. is not an agent of Israel. You know, no one thinks it is unless you're kind of this conspiratorial anti-Semite.
Absolutely.
But to say that is certainly something that seemed like didn't need to be said. And in general, it wasn't clear. I mean, at the end, he says Hamas has to release all living hostages immediately. That's what he says in this tweet that was trying to clear up his day's interviews. But during the interviews, he says that we might be looking at a deal within weeks. So he's, contradicting himself. And I really don't think he did himself any favors or Trump any favors with this round of interviews.
What lies behind this? Because this almost seems like a parallel negotiation. You having one in Doha. Is this deliberate, or is this just a little bit of chaos?
I think a lot of it is chaos. People like Adam Boehler are not necessarily people who have grown up in the serious diplomatic world, and he's going up against people in Hamas who are obviously quite experienced and quite ruthless, and it's not necessarily the best person to have there. But I think in general the approach is, yeah, they certainly want to support Israel, they want to see the hostages out, they see themselves as helping Israel by doing whatever they can to convince Hamas to release the hostages and to give up rule of the Gaza Strip. I would only say in their defense that it's not like Israel has been especially forthcoming in exactly what their vision is. So it might be that the White House feels like it needs to fill in some of the holes where Israel isn't being especially detailed in what it wants to see.
Well, it really, in fact, was a point we raised a little bit earlier on the show, that Trump had made it very, very clear. He said to Israel, I will support you no matter what you do. It's over to you now. I mean, you can decide. And that was more than a week ago, and we pretty much saw nothing. Now, a week doesn't seem like a long time, but it does if you're in a tunnel in Gaza. So is this perhaps born out of frustration that Israel hasn't taken the reins, or was this on the cards anyway?
No, I think it's you got Trump saying he gave that deadline of Saturday at noon, all the hostages have to be out. We know they only released three hostages. So it's not like, he'll say something and that's exactly what he'll stick to. But I think, we have to understand we're at a very difficult point in the negotiations. The first phase is over. Israel doesn't want to move to the second phase for obvious reasons, because it means it's the end of the war and Hamas won. under the current circumstances. So we're trying to figure out what we want to do next. Israel wants to extend the first phase, and I think the U.S. wants to help Israel extend the first phase. That means more hostages out, and the war isn't officially over, that Israel can fight if it needs to. But you know, Hamas is being pretty intransigent, and you know, I think they feel like with Adam Boehler that they can even say one thing, and he seems like he'll be pretty trusting. And again, if you're going up against Hamas's experienced negotiators, I think you want someone who's experienced and probably equally as ruthless to do that. I'm not sure that he's the person.
How do you think this plays out?
It's a good question. I don't want to be in the prediction business, but there's a couple questions. Whether Israel goes back to war in Gaza, I think Netanyahu has not made that decision yet, and he's trying not to force himself into a decision. At the same time, he can't declare an end to the war. His coalition falls apart, and I think he just doesn't want to leave Hamas there. So in the short term, we have some back and forth, and we might even get some sort of another temporary deal for a couple of months to get some more living hostages out. But as time goes by, it becomes either end the war or go back to the war, and Israel at some point has to make that determination.
That is where we leave it. I'd love your thoughts. 061-895-1019. And that was Lazar Berman. He's a diplomatic reporter for The Times of Israel.